Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Your box of tricks is working, mine isn't, by the looks of it.
I'm happy to pay for a call to speak to you any day of the week.
Well, you've had
a good year.
You can afford it, you know.
I wish.
Okay, well, yesterday you were saying it looks like European markets will be able to hold on to their gains, and they didn't in the end, apart from the DAX, which was up slightly.
No, they didn't. It was a weaker day for equity markets pretty much across the board. In Europe, they were weaker despite the announcement of that €500 billion European recovery fund and a surprise jump in German investor confidence. Stocks in the United States were weaker for the first time in four sessions after reports circulated that the vaccine that was partly credited for the big rally that we saw on Monday didn't produce enough critical data to assess its success. There's also mixed earnings in the United States. Walmart topped expectations. Home Depot disappointed. I think that's the first time they missed expectations in 6 years. S&P 500, Nasdaq turned negative in the last hour of trading. It was a day of fluctuating stocks, actually, throughout the session. Early in the day, we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterating during a Senate hearing that the central bank is ready to use all weapons in his arsenal to help the US economy endure the coronavirus pandemic. We didn't go into great detail there. S&P 500 was down 1.1%. Nasdaq was off 0.5%. Looking at a slightly mixed start on the European bourses this morning. Johnny calling FTSE down 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 9 points. Cancun in Paris up 4 points. Oil prices rose amid signs of improving demand and a drawdown in US crude inventories. Ongoing worries, however, over demand capping gains, but it did see Brent trading back $32.50.
Any chance that Jerome Powell might start using hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for the economy?
That's a good question. No, I think he will try and stay out of the controversial measures suggested by President Trump.
Tin hats all round, isn't it? The UK, talking about tin hats, the UK has set out its global trade ambitions. It's full of holes, isn't it?
There are some areas that are missing, it has to be said. UK set out its tariff plan for global trade when, if it leaves the European Union at the end of this year. The plan includes cutting import duties on many products while protecting industries such as automotive and agriculture. Items including dishwashers, freezers and Christmas trees will all enter the UK tax-free. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Garden shears.
Is that right?
Yeah, garden shears, yeah.
Okay, nice. Well, that's important in these, you know, people at home gardening a lot, so they'll benefit from that. Tariffs on agricultural products will continue, 10% tariff on cars. Britain's global trade tariff regime is an important feature of its economic policy as it leaves the European Union, so it replaces the EU's common tariff regime that's in place. UK said 60% of its trade will come in tariff-free under a plan compared to 47% currently. Should remember, of course, the UK is engaged with trade talks with the European Union aiming at signing somewhat of a Canada-style accord which would eliminate most tariffs and quotas on goods but would introduce new business areas that they would have to focus on in order to comply, including things like customs paperwork.
Yeah, David Davis, the former Brexit secretary, said yesterday now is the time when the German car manufacturers are going to react. No sign from Berlin so far.
Yeah, it's still going to be a difficult negotiation. Remind ourselves that the UK has until, the end of June to seek an extension to the transition period, something that Boris Johnson vowed not to do. But, of course, the world has changed dramatically since he came to power.
Yeah, are you still, because I mean, last week you were saying that you were expecting a one-year extension. You know, that's the consensus in the financial world. But, you know, it's going to be an almighty climb down if he does, isn't it?
It will be, but it's probably got the most significant excuse that anyone could ever deliver in the history of politics to explain why that is the case. So I don't think the backlash would be overly dramatic from that perspective compared to what you'd normally have expected.
Well, that's what the opinion polls are saying, but as a counterpoint to that, they say that they just could blame the whole thing on the coronavirus and say we're going to do Brexit anyway, but it's not Brexit's fault when things start going pear-shaped, it's all down to the coronavirus.
Potentially so, but listen, you need to try and to maintain the UK's growth prospects. That's difficult enough against the backdrop of the coronavirus. not achieving a deal with the European Union in the time that was given. Given the time frame was already considered extremely short, would further potentially risk UK growth prospects.
And Marks and Spencer's not having a very good time. Not surprising when they're knocking out hand sanitizer for £11.50 a pop.
Yeah, they were somewhat criticised for that. They probably didn't sell that many of them, looking at their results.
You can get a meal and a two and a bottle of Plonk for that.
Full year profit came in at £403 million. Forecast was £415 million. Like-for-like sales in the last quarter was down 1.6%. But if you look underneath that headline figure, somewhat of a mixed performance. Fourth quarter food sales are up 4.6%. We know food has been very strong, though M&S not benefiting perhaps as much as other retailers. But you look at clothing and home sales, which has been the real weak point for Marks and Spencer's for a prolonged period of time. Sales there were down 13.8%. Marks and Spencer say they've been implementing an aggressive cost reduction program. That continues. M&S share has been a poor performer, down 60% year to date.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 122.5. Euro dollar coming in at 109. €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
Looks like you're going to have to get Uncle Barkley to pay the phone bill for the next couple of days.
Well, if it helps you out, we'd be glad to.
All right, well, I'll try and pick it up when you... Enough said. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts and Barkley.